Tonight's shir, Simen Kuf Samech, Se'if Tes through Se'if Yud Beis. Se'if Tes, Mayim Meluchim Osruchim, water that is very salty or putrid, or marim or bitter. She'enakel of Yochel Ishtes Me'an, a dog cannot drink it. Besulim L'Netilas Yedayim, it's unfit for Netilas Yedayim. Afal Pisha Kesher L'Mei Mikvah L'Tefillah, even though they are fit to use as mikvah water for immersion. If the water was cloudy because of dirt or sand mixed in, as long as the dog can drink from kasherim, that is still fit, whether it's for washing hands, whether it's for immersion. But if a dog would not drink it, it's unfit for both. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Lamedches, Mayim Meluchim, salty water, Mehayam, sea water. Imhir Tichu Osan, if they're cooked, Chazu Lios Ru'uin Lishtias Kelev, Kshein L'Natila, they'll be fit for a dog to drink, and then it'll be fit for drinking. Basically, if you desalinate them. V'litbol B'Soichoy L'Oil Mutin. Now, as far as Tevila, immersion is always good. K'mo B'chol Mayim Meluchim, like any salty water. So, by the oceans, you can't take that water and use it for netilas yadayim, but you could do tevilas yadayim in the ocean water. Sifkan lametes in a kelav v'chulu, the dog won't drink it. The kivin shem sruchim kol kach, since it's so putrid, shafil hakelav enyochalishtos men, even a dog cannot drink from it. Havikilu nespatel miturs mayim, we look at it as if it's not even water. Upesalu rabbon netilas yadayim, and the rabbon have said it's unfit for netilas yadayim. Sifkad mem lemei mikvah letzvila. Even though you can immerse your hands in salty water for tevila, they're not fit for netila. Mr. Brewer explains, the same way it works for tevila of the body, it works for tevila of the hands. Though all mitzvila, dipping your hands isn't more strict than dipping the body. Sifkad mem alaf imakel of yachol v'chulu. If the water is cloudy but a dog would drink it, the hainu shein of kol kach, it's not thick. V'ayin v'chulin per kol abosa, b'divi chamutz oislamaches, you can look at Maseches Chulin, per kol abosa, talks about halachos matiyas yadayim, and the divi chamutz oislamaches. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat mem beis, kasherim. So if the dog would drink from this cloudy water, it's still fit, whether for netila or for mikveh, or machmas shini mara ein lefsal. We're not going to say it's unfit because it's changed appearance. The derech hamayim kein, this is very common for water. V'chanalbo skimish neburah said this before in skimish neburah, that if you let it sit for a while, usually the dirt will settle and it will clear. Seif yud, notling yadayim b'chol davar shechlosam in amayim. You can wash your hands with anything which originates in the water. Go on yavchushin, like yavchushin perish toloam, some kind of water-borne insect. Adumim, that are red, oshuman dog, or fat from fish. Vinir davkim risk on the off mishal of chula. But Rama says you'd have to grind them up in order to use them to wash your hands, no different than we say by snow. Mishnah Berurah says katan mem gimus chasam in mayim, it originates from water, or something to say. Shetchilas b'yosim in mayim, that it is created within the water. Sifkat mem dadi avchushin adum, these red bugs in his halva in mayim, they grow in the water. The fact that they're red is not a change of appearance. That's how it always looks. It looks red. If you grind it up, right, this is actually more strict than snow. By snow, if you want to do netila, you want it to be melted. But if you want to dip your hands in it, you don't have to. Here, if you want to dip your hands into these bugs, you have to still crush it up. After b'shelig mutter b'tfilo b'tzorch m'shas t'chak, by snow b'shas t'chak, you just dip your hands in. K'lekameh sifyid beis m'shtabrush ayin sham, l'akadun leinu sifyid beis. In this case, we are more strict. Se'iv yud aleph. Mayim sheyesh lo safek im naseh ben malocha olav. If you have water and you're not sure, was malocha done with this water? If malocha was done, it's not fit. If malocha was not done, it is fit. You're not sure, is there enough water or not? Or is the water tamei or tahar? And I'll say it means pasul or kasha, really. He doesn't remember. Just his doubt is, I don't know, did I wash my hands or not? The din is tahar. In all these cases, we're going to go with the leaning inside in a suffix. V'chosafik tahar b'yadayim tahar. Anytime you have a doubt about taharas yadayim, we say it's tahar. The Shulchan Aruch continues, v'yesh misha'arma, there are those who say, she'al kozos, despite that, v'yesh lo mayim acherim, if there is other water, yito yada, wash again. V'yotzi atzma in a suffix, and remove the suffix, remove any doubt. The Ramal concludes, mishlo noto yada v'noga b'mayim, if someone did not wash his hands and touched water, lo nifsalu osan mayim l'natila, that doesn't make the water unfit for natila, for lo mikri mayim t'mayim, that doesn't make the water tamay. Avol osu lirchots yada b'mayim sh'notim v'chaber kavar. But if someone did wash Natilas Yadayim, that water is no longer fit for someone else to use to wash his hands. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kod Mem Vav. Safek im nasi v'chol. There's a doubt if this water was used for malacha or not. Hainu bein shenestapik achar Natilah. Whether the doubt arised after he washed, even before he washed. Mut lo lito yodav behem. He can use the water from Natilas Yadayim. And ein lo mayim achem, if there is no other water. So on this point of if there's no other water, the notes point out from Chazon Ish that if you know the water had a chesk is kashrus, and then a suffix occurs, you don't have to use other water. You rely on the chazaka. It's only if there was no chesk is kashrus to begin with and there's a suffix, that's when we say, if there's other water, use other water. If there's no other water, you can be mekel. Sifka mem zayin. Emiyesh mem kashir. You're not sure if there's enough water. Ubeze, in this case, the doubt is after you washed. Al mikoyd, if you didn't wash yet, lo, don't use it. The fact that you don't know and you can't discern is there enough water or not isn't really a suffix. You just have to figure it out. If there's a doubt in the poskim, because there's a machlokes disagreement in the poskim, hayu kashar suffix is like any other doubt. The kimashor chriu ba, since they didn't come to a conclusion, how you suffic b'milz drabonon, it's a doubt in an issa drabonon, or a mitzvah drabonon, I should say, v'rektin l'hokil, and we go with the lenient view. Sivkal memches, temeim o toharim. You don't know if the word is tamei o tohar, perish, meaning mayim pesulim o ksherim. Is this word a fit or unfit? T'lanatil l'chulin, when it comes to washing for bread, for non-kodesh, ein amayim nefsal machmas tamasim, we don't say the water is unfit because it's tamei. If you learned that before, if you don't, Simen Kufnun Tes. Sivkon Mem Tes, Tahar. If you don't know if your hands were washed or not, we say Tahar. V'atam, the reason is, D'netila Drabonu, the whole mitzvah of washing hands is Drabonu. V'lo achmir b'sveik v'acham, were not strict in the case of doubt. V'afilu ha'yakol sveik z'achad, even if you have one sveik on top of the other, makes no difference, k'sherin, it's fine. Sivkon Nun, v'kol sveik tahar v'chulu, whenever there's a suffix of taharas yadayim, we're leaning in kagon in hayah kli shamel, maybe we're not sure, was the kli that we used whole or broken? Okay, gavne is a suffix, any kind of suffix you come up with, we always make them. Sifkon and all. V'yesh misham v'chul, but there are those who say that it's very nice for a mekel, but if there's other water, why don't you use it? I'll call a sifkon, this goes on the entire paragraph. The time of the reason is, kim she'efshel atzeis bekal midesfek, if there's other water, and you could easily remove the doubt, so remove the doubt. Even though Safik Drabonon the Kula. Sifkad on the base Yito Yodav, he should wash his hands. Beis Yosef Mash with the Nochan Lahadur Achman. Now the Beis Yosef says it's ideal to actually look for water. The main of a commentary is Yadam Kiroi Koshaniyas, because there's a separate issue that if you're not careful with Kisadayim, if you don't do it properly, it's a concern that it may bring on poverty. So one should not rely on the halacha says okay, one should go like the Fnimish Rishadim. Sifkad on Gimel Vayotzi Asachul and remove himself from the doubt. Let's say he knows he washed kedin, but now something came up as a suffix. Maybe he washed properly. He's not sure if he kept his eyes on his hands. Maybe he was distracted. Or he knows he wasn't distracted. But he put his hands near something not clean. He doesn't know, did I touch or not? The din is in Serech Lachsev Litlon. He does not have to wash again. Afil Lot Seisi De Suffolk, even to remove the Suffolk, Neshma Midas and Mechaz Kasan, because it has a Chazaka. The same way he said before in the Mitzvah Chazan Ish. If you don't have a Cheskas Kashrus, that's when we have the Shiloh, and if you have an opportunity to wash, there's a wash and get rid of the Suffolk. But if you know you did it right, and it had a Cheskas Kashrus, and now the Shiloh was the Chazaka stared or not, then we say you don't have to wash again. Sivkon Nunda, Lo Nifsalu. if a person touches water, that doesn't make the water unfit. He had that by the baker. He kept dipping his hands in the water. He wasn't washing his hands. He was using it to baste the bread or whatever it is. That doesn't make the water unfit. Now, we are going to learn halacha that a person washed one hand and then he rubs it against the other, it makes the wet hand tameh. If you doubt, you learn this in Simakusamachbase. The water in the container does not become tameh when you touch it. It's true, the water on his hand will become tameh in the middle of the Tiyas Yadayim, but the water in the container does not become tameh. Therefore, if a person goes out of the Beis HaKisa, he leaves the bathroom and wants to wash his hands, he can take his hands to pull up water from a pail and then pour it outside of the pail on the ground over his hands. The water that's left in the pail did not become tamei because he touched them. Then person could use the water that's left in the pail for the Tilas Yadayim for a meal. Let's say, instead of scooping out water from the pail to wash his hands, he dips his hands in the pail. That's how he wants to make his hands tahar. Then all the water in the pail was used already for washing his hands. Now they cannot be used again for the Tilas. Even if his hands weren't actually dirty, but since there's a need to clean his hands with water, because he touched a filthy thing, the water becomes shreifchen. So even though his hands weren't, there was no pieces of dirt on his hands, but he went into the bathroom, it's mechuyev to be cleaned. So in Mela, the water in the pail is no longer fit, and it's like wastewater, and it cannot be used as a dime. Sivkad nun hei. If someone washed Tilas Yadayim, the water from someone else's Tilas Yadayim cannot be recycled and used again for someone else. The water became tamei or unfit, but owed further, it was worked with. Therefore, even if he washed with a whole revius at one time, and there is no tum on the water, it's still usher to use again because malacha was done with it. The Sharatzim points out, Shanasa Keshoivchen. It became wastewater. We had the same two things before in Sifkat Nam Dalet. He started by saying, there's malacha. If you dip your hands in the pail, it's malacha. And then he throws in the element of Nasa Keshoivchen. So here too, you have these two elements of the Keshoivchen and the Nasa Ben Malacha. He has a note, what if a child came and played with water? There's water in a pail, and a kid goes and plays with it. Is it pasul machas malacha? So he brings up, Yosef said that if the child has in mind to Tilas Yadayim, so it's haka pasul. But if you stop playing with the water, you're not going to pass the water. We don't say he did anything by putting sticking his hands in the water. So if you'd base, hashelig v'habord v'akfor v'haglid, snow, hail, sleet, and ice, perish amayim hanik from evakor, the water solidifies, it's so cold. The hamelech or salt in riskon, if you grind it up, achnasimayim until it melts into liquid. Noitlamehen, you can use material sedayin. The tovlamehen, and you can immerse in them. Emiyesh from kshiv, it has the proper amount. Ayin yordeh, simen reishu, aleph, sif, lam, and hilchas mekvois. Yesh misha oimer shein etil sedayim, yishonim el mayim bavad. There are those who say that the etil sedayim requires water. Mayim yishonim refers to the first pour on your hands. It has to be water. Others say shayayin kashin tisdaim. There's a second sheet that you can use wine. Bein nas natochamayim, whether you added water to the wine. Bein lo nas natochamayim, or if you didn't add water. El shaos elasas ken chatchila, but you don't do it as a first choice. Kdei shlo ye kemezalzel bedavar chashuv. You don't want to downgrade and not look properly upon something which is important. Shenishtana the ilui. Perish the Shevach, it has had an upgrade, it's better than it was before. Ach Kavir Bracha La'atzmo, it's no longer grapes, it's now wine, it gets its own Bracha Be'Gavin. So Mamela, it's not L'chadchila to use wine if you have water, but L'maisa, it would work. V'yesh, Omer the Ramah, is a caveat, Dafka Yayin Lov, it has to be white wine. Av'odim Lo, not red wine. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, V'yesh Mishomer, there's another Shita. Shekol may peris ruin tias adayim. Shas tachak, in case of need, any fruit juice can be used for tias adayim. Vakoshkin demutli tol yadayim b'shas tachak b'sheicha may devash mufoshol. And certainly, you can wash your hands, the Ramah says, in shas tachak, in case of need, with beer or med that are cooked, the ikon mayim, because the main ingredient there is water anyway. Mishtabir sivkal nunvav. The Shulchan Aruch begins with snow, hail, sleet, and ice. Vakfor gishol m'shen nikfu b'yudasan hu k'ein barad. This is sleet. It's rain that freezes as it comes down, kind of like hail. Sivkal nunzayim v'melech and salt. La b'chol gavni mutim melech. We don't say in every case salt is okay. V'natila b'kli al yadav, to pour on your hands from a container, halapasa mechab l'el pasif tes af mayim aluchim. The Shulchan Aruch says you can't use salty water. Certainly you can't use salt. But if you're dipping in them, immersing in them, so then if you have the proper share of mikveh, you could. Since it's fit for immersing the body. Since all these are learned together when it came to mikveh, so they're put together here as well. Though they're not exactly identical. In other words, for the first grouping, for the snow, the hail, the sleet, and the glid, you could do natila. For the melech, you can never do natila. It has to be tevila. That's what he's making this distinction. They're all lumped together. They don't share the same din. Sivka nunches, imriskon v'chulu. If you grind it up. Abalav hachi, if you didn't grind it up, ein olam en kli, you don't wash nechil sidayim with snow from a cup or hail or sleet. Avalit bo yadayim, we're talking about to immerse your hands in it. Emeish from kashir mikveh, if it has the proper size of mikveh, that is permissible in case of need. If there's no water, af below risk, and even if you did not crunch it up, even if it's not a big pile of snow in one place, it's spread all over the ground, but it's low, 1-2 inches, but all over. As long as you have 40 saw all connected, you can immerse your hand. But certainly it has to be enough snow to cover your hands at the point where you stick your hands into the snow. There's an opinion that you have to have water. If this doesn't go back to the beginning of the paragraph, because they're actually an extension of water. It's coming to exclude fruit juices. They're not considered water. And certainly wine is not. For time, the reason is then the tilas yadayim some call kra, the mitzvah tilas yadayim was based on a pasuk, the viyada l'shata b'mayim, the hands were not washed in water. So this view holds you have to have water. There's a second shita that wine is good. V'kolshken shar meperes ushar mashken, and certainly other fruit juices and beverages. The sviru they hold. You don't need water for tilas yadayim. As far as disgracing food that doesn't come into the mix, since you need it, but you're not stop wasting it, you're using it. You don't use wine. Whether you added water or not, in any case, whether you did or didn't add water, it's still considered wine, and it's chashuv, it gets its own bracha. If, hey, as you will learn later in Siman Reish Ayin Beis, if the wine was diluted a little bit, it still is Bar Pei Gofen. Sifkan Samach Bei is La'atzmo. It gets its own bracha, Bar Pei Gofen. Aval B'shai Mashkin B'Heiris, when it comes to other liquids, beverages, and fruit juices, lo nes'alu b'vrachon atzman, they did not get elevated to a special bracha. Noit l'nafkat chil deizu, this view holds, l'chat chil, you can use apple juice, orange juice, and beer for nitiyas adam. Sifkan Samach Gimel, aval odim lo, the Ramah says, don't use red wine, only white wine. Dineshtanim b'mar mayim, since it doesn't look like water. The Yesh Omer HaRishon Sfirli, the first Yesh Omer holds, Deina Choshev Shinim Mar, the fact that it's red wine is not considered a change of appearance, came to Oimdim B'mar Isan Shohem Nechila, since it has its original appearance. But let's say it was originally white, and then they made it red wine by adding coloring, Kamo Shohesan Kamapal Megina Shalom, we do that many times with our wines, Mashma De La Kuliyam Pesul, then everyone would agree it's no good, because that is a Shinim Mar, because you did change the color. Some say all fruit juices are fine. Hideya shlishis, this is the third view. The mechalekis ben yayin lemei peres, who differentiates between wine and fruit juice. The biyayin posel medina, af b'diyev k'dei rishon, that really holds wine is no good, like the first view. Al mei peres noit lem shas tachak, but fruit juices can be used shas tachak. Desrili, he holds, the Kol Peres Koi Mayim Chutz Miyayin, that May Peres is the same as water with the exception of wine. Uladini Ishtaharas Kadei Azula Halach, we hold like this. Lahachme Beyayin Lahokal Be May Peres Chas Lachak, we won't use wine, but we will use fruit juices in case of need. Sifkan Samacheva, Koshkin the Mutter, and certainly it's Mutter to use beer or made Dvash. So it's not called Shinimara. The Sphirle, they hold, the Hechel Shnayin Le'ilu L'chosh Shinimara, since it's better than it was before, that's not considered a change. The Yigra doesn't seem to go along with that. So he's concerned that beer was a change of the appearance. So he makes a note on the side, the Chacham Tzina Abishol said, when it comes to seltzer or uncolored sweet drinks like lemon-lime, so then there's no shinimara and zikr kosher from Tzir Zidane. But once you have cola and coffee, that gets into the meperis, that maybe it's a shinimara, so it's only kosher b'diavad. He says you shouldn't make a brach, you wash your hands, just die. So differentiates the clear pop versus the colored, that the clear for sure be good, and the colored you want into the shadow.